Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Candidates in the U.S. Senate race to replace John Kerry face a 5 p.m. deadline tonight. By that time, they must have turned in at least 10,000 valid voter signatures to qualify for the April 30th primary election ballot. On the Republican side, it's not clear if all three candidates will have the signatures they need. WBUR's Fred Tice has the story.
Two Republicans claim they have more than enough signatures gathered. One is Cohasset private equity investor Gabriel Gomez. The other is State Representative Dan Winslow of Norfolk. Winslow held a party in South Boston to thank his supporters for gathering 25,000 signatures with help from paid signature gatherers.
I'm so deeply indebted to everybody in this room and for the people who couldn't be in this room who spent the last 3 weeks in rain and snow and the cold, collecting signatures to give people in Massachusetts a choice on the ballot.
Among the volunteers who worked to gather signatures for Winslow was fellow attorney Joan Kennedy Constant of Winchester.
He has a very long, good legal pedigree. He was the justice in Winthrop District Court and then chief justice in Wrentham District Court. He was a legal advisor to Governor Romney.
Former State House colleagues were among those at the party, but Winslow also attracted former Ron Paul supporters, people like Doug Bennett, who organized a signature drive in Braintree.
He's a strong constitutionalist. He is against wars that do not have congressional approval. He supports auditing the Federal Reserve.
Gomez tweeted yesterday that he also has 25,000 signatures. He has not returned our phone calls, but a campaign video shows him heading to the Hingham shipyard with his family.
And they're going to try to get signatures for our campaign.
Hello, may we sign for Gabriel Gomez?
Okay, we started the day taking the boat in from Hingham. It was negative 15 degree wind chill. And then we went to our first stop. We went to Maul's Diner. I'm running for Senate. I'm Gabriel Gomez. We're getting signatures.
But the video aside, the Republican Party says Gomez is relying exclusively on paid signature gatherers. Gomez seems to have lost the support of some Republicans who don't like the fact that he wrote to Governor Deval Patrick, a Democrat, asking to be appointed interim senator. One candidate has yet to announce whether he's secured the 10,000 signatures, former U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan. Unlike the other two candidates, he's only using volunteers. He has the support of Republicans in Plymouth County, where he was district attorney. State Representative Jeff Deal has been gathering signatures for Sullivan. Deal points out that Scott Brown was able to get the signatures he needed to get on the ballot by using only volunteers.
Scott was able to meet it within a two-week period. Even though we seem to be a small party in the state, the Republicans, we actually have great activists who got out there and really work very hard. In order to even keep the people we have in the State House, you have to work pretty hard. So those activists that have delivered in the past are out there right now making sure they're working. Malls, shopping centers, post office, everywhere you need to be, they are collecting signatures.
Gun owners and members of the Tea Party have also been raising signatures for Sullivan. It's shaping up to be a competitive primary that's going to mobilize Republican voters. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.